Former Social Democrat MP Jana Wolfowa, one of the country's few women in politics, has founded her own party. With the Dignified Life Party, a name thought up by former Prime Minister and Social Democrat leader Miloš Zeman, she aims to improve the lives of the elderly, women over the age of 50, and people with disabilities. But although Ms. Wolfowa has the backing of a number of former colleagues from the Social Democratic Party, political analysts view her chances of success with pessimism. Dita Asiedu spoke to political commentator Jiří Pehe to get his view on the new party's future.
I think that the chances of this party are not big simply because it is a party that is very unlikely to gain a large constituency. Its only supporters would have to come from the conservative wing of the Social Democratic Party or the right wing, if we can call it that way, of the Communist Party, simply from the political space somewhere between the Social Democratic Party and the Communist Party. And I think that this is political space which Jiří Paroubek, the current chairman of the Social Democratic Party, has been able to use and dominate quite well. Also, I think that if it were to succeed, it would need politicians who would attract the attention of the public, and Mrs. Wolfowa is not the kind of politician who can do that.
Now, the Social Democrats themselves are facing quite a lot of criticism, and they're facing a lawsuit as well, and opinion polls suggest that their support is actually decreasing, and the Dignified Life Party aims at improving the lives of the elderly, women after the age of 50, people with disabilities. So don't you think that something like that would sound attractive?
I think that the program of the party sounds attractive, or may sound attractive, to a certain group of voters. But the question is what the Social Democratic Party will do in reaction to the emergence of this new party. We have heard a lot of talk about modernizing the Social Democratic Party. In that case, yes, the political center would become the target of the Social Democratic Party, and the Social Democrats would probably move to the center. That means they would also vacate the space somewhere between the Communist Party and the Social Democratic Party. And that would, of course, mean that this new party would have some space to operate in. But my feeling is that all that talk about modernizing the Social Democratic Party is just a political rhetoric, and it's not going to happen very soon. And therefore, the Social Democrats in the next few years will still occupy the space that the new party would like to claim for itself.
Dita Asiedu was talking to political analyst Jiří Pehe.